really got the best of him last year. Just your thoughts on that matchup and kind of what you did in those games.
Yeah, that was probably one of my best games. Came out ready to play, and that was about it. Just coming out with a bad attitude and just ready, just going out there, just making plays for my team, just to win. So that was great, but that's last year. So different story this year. We'll see what happens. It can game plan, do whatever. So we'll see where that goes.
Do you feel a little bit extra pressure to step up now that Juan's gone?
I don't even know where the pressure is coming from, honestly. It's like if somebody just goes down, it's just the next man up. And so we've got guys who can make plays all around on the defense. So we'll go out there, do our best, and make sure we win this game.
JJ made the point that there are a lot of first-round draft picks. JJ wasn't the only one. You know, there's a lot of guys that were drafted very high. So is the expectation still very high?
Yeah, of course. And our expectation is always high, no matter who's on the defense. Coaches are going to put the guys who they trust out there to go out there and do the best to win for this team.
From the outside, immediately people are like, uh-oh, dropping the defense of the Texans because J.J. will be out. Of course, you can't replace him, but you guys definitely don't want to have a drop-off.
Of course, he's a great athlete, no doubt. And he does a lot of wonderful things for this defense. But and like I said, it's next man up. Next guy who replaces J.J. is going to do a great job, and everybody's going to do a great job on defense.
What are the challenges?
When you have these games where you really play well, it seems like when we talk to you afterwards, you have understood what the line was trying to do to you, studied it, and expected and anticipated. Can you kind of take me through the process of what you look for on tape to prepare you to play well?
Hey, just if I'm going to get into either Taylor Lewan or Conklin, pretty much I'm just looking at their sets, how they use their hands, how they use their feet, athletic, not athletic, things like that, things like chips, are they going to use those, things like that. So pretty much throughout the week we game plan for that with our third down packages, first down packages as well.
What are the challenges that Mariota presents with what he can do?
Dual threat quarterback, somebody can hurt you with his feet. Guy can run. So he gets out the pocket and he can break off about 10 to 15 yards easy. So you've got to be conscious of that.
You said already that every year is different. You see their offense is very different with the backfield they have now.
Yeah, definitely. Dual threat in the backfield with Henry and Murray. And so we've got to be able to stop the run. That's the biggest thing.
Is it difficult to try to prepare for both the guys that are going to send out?
No, not really. I mean, essentially they can pretty much run the same things for both guys. And so we've just got to prepare the same way for both guys, essentially. And so just go out there and stop the run.
How anxious are you to get on the field? How anxious are you to get on the field to put some of the stuff that's been going on this past week, the loss, all that?
Yeah, honestly, we can't even think about it. We've just got to continue to focus on our opponent and just try to win these games out. That's all it is. And so I can't get distracted.